It's time now to announce the winner. The winner of our bar fight semifinal number two to go up against Pastor William Renick 1 week from Friday night, June 2nd, 6 o'clock Pacific time for the bar fight championship. The winner, 86% to 14%, our own Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much, Phil, and I want to thank all that waited their support on my behalf. I promise you that I am going to be training extra special hard for the big championship fight against Pastor William Renick. And I don't care if he's a man of God. I don't care if he's raising money for his youth center. I don't care if he has to go on his whirlwind vacation to the Middle East or if there's sexual tension between him and the Queen of England. I'm going to mop the floor with him. Then I'm going to dry the floor with him. Then I'm going to wax the floor with him. And then I'm going to decide to put down new flooring with him.
Yes, Margaret Gray, the winner of our bar fight semifinal number two. Ms. Gray defeating very soundly Bob Green. So, Margaret, you have defeated now Bobby Dooley and Bob Green.
Those are my two fights, yes.
And going into this, it's Pastor William Renick. Pastor William Renick, I think, defeated R.C. Collins, and then Pastor Renick defeated Ted Bell. So,
You might have the first one.
I'm going to have to look at the history of the fights. But nonetheless, we come up on the championship bar fight. That'll be happening June the 2nd. June 2nd. It will be a backstage pass event only. In order to hear the fight, you'll have to get a backstage pass from philhendryshow.com. June 2nd, 6 o'clock. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Now let's tell you our download winner. He is Jeffrey Nisnik of Las Vegas, Nevada. Jeffrey Nisnik of Las Vegas, and he quotes Frank Gray, who says, and I quote, "I like Margaret. He's going to kick her ass six ways from Sunday." Congratulations there, Jeffrey Nisnik of Las Vegas, the winner of the download, a free download for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for correctly identifying the winner of Bar Fight Semifinal Number 2.
Thank you.
And when you say you play all of them, you know.
Yeah, what about it?
I think he's saying you play them as in...
You chump them. You know, you play them and make them do your bidding.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, okay, so anyway...
Anyway, this is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'm Bud Dickman, and here's Robert Leonard.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard, and here's General Galen Shaw. Yes, this is General Galen Shaw. What the hell is... You know, I can do the heavy metal. Did I hear a... That's like an ape belching or something. What?
Oh, you're talking about the music.
Oh, it's music, is it? All right.
Well, General, you're familiar with this by now.
I'm familiar with it, but I heard an ape belch. That's all I'm asking.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the song. It's called City Lights, and it's by a band called Skin Demon or something, right, Bud?
Let me double check it. Skin Drone. So, anyway.
Okay.
What's the difference? Skin Drone, Skin... All I heard was it sounded like an ape or a monkey, a large monkey going... Bruh. You know?
Hey, General, you know, how many mornings...
Exactly. How many days, how many mornings, how many nights are we going to be going through this?
Well, excuse me for being curious... You know, people used to say being curious and having the curiosity. You know, I'll tell you a story. When my sisters used to get undressed, never mind.
Oh, my God.
No. Not what you think.
But you talk about curiosity.
I had a healthy curiosity as a little boy to peek in the...
Peek through a window.
To peek through the window, yes. And what are you looking at?
I think you ought to stop. You know?
Oh, get a load of... What, do you think I'm breaking the law?
No, I just don't think that it's a place you want to go, do you?
You don't think I want to go there, huh? I'll have you know I peeked through a lot of bedroom windows. They were all our house. In other words, it wasn't the neighbors, but we had a five-bedroom home when I was growing up.
Well, that's right. You did grow up wealthy, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So I had five bedrooms to... forget it.
God damn, some of them, probably a guy was living in there.
No, I had four sisters. Oh...
Well, you had four sisters and there were five bedrooms. Where did your parents sleep?
On a couch somewhere, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
You know what? It's none of anybody's beeswax. I'm sorry I brought it up. Let's just move on.
Thank you very much. That's the smartest thing I think we could be talking about right now.
Yeah, but I don't like the animation. Like, we need to move on because I'm sort of a weird ass.
Are you talking about peeking in the window?
I peeked in a bedroom window once to get a cheap look at my sister's ass. So what?
Wow.
Phil, I don't know what's weirder, what he just said or your laugh.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, you're telling me, man? What are you telling me? You calling me some kind of a freak of the week. Go ahead, say it to my face.
No, I'm not calling you a freak of the week. It's just the way you put that, you know.
Big wow. What do you mean the way I put it? Every young man, sooner or later, is going to peek at a bedroom window. He's going to go to the garage, get a ladder. What are you looking at?
Yeah, you can go through all of that just to take a look at your sister's ass.
Yeah, what? Oh, listen to you trying to make me... You think I'm a perv.
General, I really do think you ought to just finish and conclude and end and do not go any further with this line of conversation or reasoning because I do believe it makes you sound a bit oily and a little bit on the weird, creepy, degenerate, devolved side of life. You understand what I'm saying?
In other words, I'm a perv.
Not yet. No, you haven't reached that level yet. But you're going there. And I don't see really any... There's no stoplights. It's the middle of the night. There's no traffic.
What the hell is she talking about?
Stan, you're on your way to being a perv. The highway is, you know...
Yeah, the light's green.
Yeah, the light is green.
Oh, the light is green, is it? So, in other words...
General...
No. In other words, because I went into the garage, got a...
Yeah, got a ladder and went up and took...
Oh, look at Henry. He thinks it's all a big laugh.
What are you bending over to do, man?
Maybe I'm bending over to tie my shoe. Maybe I'm bending over because I feel like I've got to oil up because you guys are sooner or later going to put it to me deep and twist it. Or maybe I'm bending over to get this nice bag. It says California Golden State, and I wanted to see what was in it.
And what's that got to do with the show?
I was nervously looking around for something else to talk about.
Anyway, hi, folks. Welcome to our program. So that was a big, long wind-up to get into the show. And we avoided, although I'm not really sure successfully, talking about General Shaw going to the garage, getting a ladder, leaning it against the side of his...
What a sick, twisted bastard. You know, Henry, if I'm ever really in trouble, remind me not to call you because you put vinegar in my water.
Hey. You're applauding yourself, General.
Well, then why don't you do it?
Oh, sorry. Yay!
I didn't know what...
Can't you see your own hands applauding you?
I looked at two hands applauding, and I realized they were attached to my arms, yes.
Oh, my God. You know, that's the second time he's done that. Are you sure you're not slipping into some sort of a fugue? You know what a fugue state is, don't you?
A fugue state? What the hell?
Yeah, the fugue state is California, like in the San Joaquin Valley in a morning.
What the hell did he just say?
Yeah, the San Joaquin Valley.
You mean the San Joaquin Valley?
Yeah, it's a fugue state.
You mean it's in a state of fog?
Well...
Oh, Dickman, do the world a favor and shut up for the next year. Can you do that?
No.
Thank you.
Welcome to the program, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
See, if you took charge...
I was just going to say that. If you took charge a little earlier, Phil, we wouldn't be in the middle of all of this.
Well, we're in the middle of all of it. Now, I want to just tell you, what happened to all of my news copy, bud? Was that what you were looking for, General?
No, I was not. I told you I was looking for this bag.
Where'd you get that bag?
I found it on the floor. Are you not listening?
He said he found it on the floor, Phil.
Yeah, but it looks like it's a really cool bag.
Like I told you.
Oh, I know what this is. It's a grocery bag from Trader Joe's. You know, here in California, do you think people live...
I have no idea. It's a state law, right?
I think it's only a state law. I'm not sure that it's federal.
On November the 8th, you know, we had an election, as you guys well know. And here in California, they outlawed... giving out paper or plastic bags at grocery stores, any store, period, regardless of the store. I think it's against the law, or at some level, you cannot provide bags of any kind, meaning people have to come to the store with their own bags. So we have seen spring up here in the last, several months, all kinds of different bags.
Now, the one you gave to Maria, I love that.
Yeah, that was the one down at Trancas Market, right?
Yeah, I got a hold of a really bitchin' bag, a big weave bag. With the big long thing, it's like you can throw it over your shoulder. But I gave that to Maria because she's stumbling, you know, she's having a hard time. We're going to be talking about knee replacement and hip replacement, all kinds of stuff today with Larry Grover. He's having it done, right?
Yeah, Grover's having his knees replaced. I know that your lady Maria, your ex, is having her hips done.
Yeah, she's having a hip... What are you looking at, bud?
I said having a hips done. I'm sure you want to clarify that.
Can I slap him?
Wait, come on.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, you did, and if you didn't, you were about to. Either way, I was being preemptive.
What's that mean?
Forget it, will you? She's having her hips replaced. The hip joints replaced, man. So, why the hell am I talking about this?
Because of the bag you got. You got the old bag.
What do you mean I got the old bag?
The bag?
That's right, at Trankus. So it was, yeah, there's all kinds of bags. So this is what I got at...
This is a Trader Joe's bag. It's made out of canvas. It's very nice. It has the state of California on it. There's the California bear, which is the symbol of our state. And there's the state. And there's a...
Yeah, that says California.
Yes, Phil. It says greetings from California.
Yeah, right there it says the Golden State.
What is it with you clowns? Are you trying to piss me off?
Well, Bergam, you're reading everything. Pretty obvious what it says.
All right, but I'm just telling the... It says here, established 1850... What does that mean?
That's when the state was established.
Well, I don't know, Phil.
1850. What do you think happened in 1850?
A lot of things happened in 1850, my man. And not all of them I know about.
That's when California came to be. So forget about that. This is the bag. And there's all kinds of... And upstairs, I got a million bags. From every store, from every place that I've been... Over the last several months, I got bags. I got about 100 Vons bags. I got...
What do you mean you have 100 Vons bags? You got to buy those, right?
Yeah, it costs you like some... They'll charge you 25 cents, and they have these heavy plastic bags that you can buy. And then they have cloth bags that I've seen. I got a Whole Foods bag. I got this one from Trader Joe's. I got the Trankus Market bag, which was my favorite, but I gave it away.
Yeah, now you have to go and buy another one.
Well, I got to drive all the way down to Malibu to get it. And so that's what we've got. That's why we've got so many bags laying around here. Speaking of bags, not really speaking of bags, but I have no other way to transition into this.
Phil Henry Show Traffic.
This is our traffic. Here it is with Bob Bacon. Bob?
Hey, Phil, right now they're up the freeway. They told us that there would be Opal until about 5 with Lee Opal. And they're putting the Opal team in trend. They've got that man who's standing there. He's going to be hatching out the can to the can man. He's got candy bags there for all the little kids and all the adults, too, until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Those are the interchange there. The change will seem that it seems as if there's a boom until about 4 o'clock. This afternoon, CHP has decided that they're going to plant, and they're going to flap and flap and probably cut the gas. There's a foul set of gas there downtown that looks flapping there. So make sure you're driving through and you got a hat there, and make sure you got your hands on the hat rack and put your hat on too and pants on straight. Let's go to Skyboy.
Well, I'm out by the west side end now, but I'm looking over here and he says there's Seymour Fenton and Seymour Butch, and I'm sure you've heard about him, right? Let's go downtown under the grandstand, Seymour Butch. Let's go to Sky, baby.
Have you ever had a morning like this? You get up, you can't find your underwear, you can't find your hat, you can't find your clothes, you can't find a darn thing. You just wish everything would stay put, right? The dog gets it, your kids start playing with it, your wife picks it up, maybe there's an earthquake and it slides under the house. What do you do when you wake up and you can't find clothes, wallet, your belt? First thing you want to do is make sure you're in the right house. That's why we came up with a handy Glide book. Hi, I'm Sal Glide, and this booklet will tell you what your address is and what your phone number is. Simply get out of bed, walk out to the street, take a look at the street number and check the book. If the two do not coincide, you're in the wrong house. And that's why you can't find your underwear. The Glide book. Simple? You'd be surprised. I got the Glide book and suddenly it was, I'm waking up next to my wife. Not that that was a good thing, but...
The Glide book helped me do a lot. It helped me know where I was and know why I was. See, I began to investigate that too.
The Glide book for my first year here in America helped me understand why everybody seemed to walk around like a halfwit. You know, I knew where I was, you see, but I'm not sure about the rest of them. Call me, Sal Glide. I'll get you the Glide book, and you'll be able to glide through the day now and recognize, hey, I'm in the right house, or hey, no, I'm not, and make your decisions accordingly.
The Glide book, available at Sweat Pharmacies.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray. Well, Larry Grover is going to be joining us, I believe, with this very first segment to talk about this knee replacement surgery that he's going to have. Now, Phil, this is something that's very familiar to Phil because Maria is having the hip replacement.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, I just went with her the other day to an orientation. I don't know if you've been to this or not, Larry, but it's an orientation where they kind of get you ready for the surgery. And they also ask you to bring along someone who is going to be maybe the primary caretaker.
That is correct, Phil. And in fact, that was Mother. She went with me. Our orientation took place over here at Inland Empire Arena Hospital. That's where I'm going to be having mine done. And Mother is here, so she'll be commenting. And I'm asking you, Mother, to keep it.
Well, I said Larry was angry at me because I started out by saying good day, everyone.
Mother, you don't have to.
Did you want me to be with you, Larry?
Larry, do you want her on or not?
Yes,
ma'am. I simply, all I did, Phil and Margaret and everyone, and Robert, how are you, Robert?
I'm good, Ms. Gore, how are you?
I'm very good. Hello, General, and Bud.
Yeah, very fine.
Hi, Ms. Gore.
It's wonderful to be on with you. I started out, but I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and the doctor immediately understood. He said, you're talking about how they walk bow-legged. And I said, yes.
But she starts to laugh. And that's the part.
Larry,
may I just talk to Mr. Henry?
Tell you what, Gloria, give Larry the phone so we can get the basics.
But you asked, did we go to the orientation?
Yeah, and you did. And so we can get into that, but I want to talk to Larry first because he's the one having the surgery, and he's primarily who we're interested in. Okay?
Hold on, but you saying I'm an old cowhand?
I can explain that to you, General.
Yeah, because I think that needs explaining.
I didn't want to get into that right away. When you when you're getting knee replacement surgery, you tend to walk bow-legged, and Mother started, this is her way of trying to let everyone know that I walk bow-legged. The doctor, yes, his name is Dr. Sausinger, and he picked up on it and said, you're talking about walking bow-legged. And he started walking around bow-legged, and it got...
The doctor didn't feel as soon as I went, I'm an old cowhand, and the doctor started to laugh, and he started walking bow-legged. And all of the people there that were not having knee replacement, we all howled with laughter at the things, what we've seen.
Yeah, that's very funny. And,
I try to get Larry to loosen up.
So are you telling me that as soon as you started singing, I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, the doctor started walking bow-legged?
Yeah, because he knew what I was talking about.
Doctor, excuse me, Mother. This Dr. Sausinger, apparently he's a real card. He's a great knee guy and a hip. He does hip replacement, too. But apparently he's some kind of a clown. Everyone likes him.
They like him because...
Mother, don't... I'm asking her not to grab the phone.
Please, Gloria.
All right.
Dr. Sauser, as soon as Mother started singing, he started walking around bow-legged, and everybody started laughing, and I said, okay, so you guys think it's fun. The pain is excruciating. And the reason why you walk bow-legged when you're having your knee replacement surgery is to take the pressure off the knees.
Well, I can well imagine, Larry. I don't think there's anything funny about that. I wonder, Gloria, if the shoe were on the other foot.
Well, Larry said that. He said you should walk a mile in my shoes when we got done laughing. And I said, do I have to walk it bow-legged? And that got a big laugh.
Ha ha.
Well, it did. And so what I want Larry to know, and I want everyone out there that's ever had, and then I'll let you have the phone, dear, and you can do whatever you want.
Thank you.
I want everyone to know that if you have a relative that's going to have knee replacement surgery, that they do tend to walk bow-legged, and you want to take the pressure off and lighten the mood by just saying things like, way out west, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, what's the song? And they call the wind Mariah, that's it. And
right, thank you very much, Mother. So,
that's from Paint Your Wagon.
Yes, it is. So,
isn't that nice? So that's from Paint Your Wagon. Jeez.
Hey, Larry,
I beg your pardon. I don't like being mocked.
Well, I'm the guy walking bow-legged, and everyone laughing at me.
What do you think we're going to do, Larry? My son, he just doesn't get it. There's the phone, honey.
Thank you. As you indicated, Phil, knee replacement surgery is necessary.
Just slow down, Grover, because your mother's not bothering you now.
No, she's standing right here.
I'm monitoring.
Yeah, where was I?
Knee replacement surgery is necessary.
Is necessary as the result of the degeneration of the knee joint because of osteoarthritis. Now, Maria, you said, is getting hip replacement.
Yes, both hips.
Is she having them done at the same time?
Yes.
All right, now that, I'm going to have both my knees done. Sometimes you have one done at a time, but the reason why I'm having them both done at the same time...
No one's laughing at the bow-legged.
Mother, would you allow me to say it? Oh.
Hey, Ms. Grover, please.
So that I can get it over with and I don't have to listen to, I'm an old cowhand on the Rio Grande and way out west with it, you know, they call the wind Mariah. You know, it is a childish thing when someone is suffering.
Larry knows that when he wasn't circumcised, we called him Missile Dick.
Hey, please, Mother.
Oh, my God, he pushed me.
I pushed you with one hand. Phil.
All right. You know, I can't talk to you if there's going to be actual physical violence.
I don't think it's physical violence. Gloria, why did you leave your son alone?
Why don't you mind your own business, all right? Margaret, take your big, big, really big ass.
Yes, and what?
Nothing.
Mother, please. I apologize, Ms. Gray.
Oh, man, she wants $300 worth, doesn't she?
Well, hold on for a minute, Margaret. We're not going to get anything going between you and Gloria Grover. I want to hear the rest of this story.
And thank you, General. What I'm trying to say is the following.
Just cool down, Margaret, all right?
I'm telling you, no one talks to me like that.
I didn't I?
Get out of here, Mother.
You know, tell your mother I go through a phone like a mutt.
She goes through the phone like a mutt and that she had to... Where are we?
Well, I don't know where are we, but you were talking about the bow-legged thing.
Yeah, so walking bow-legged is the result of trying to take the pressure off these knees. Now, if you got a doctor that's got the mentality and the emotional development of a 5-year-old, which apparently that's what I've got, he's going to sing I'm an Old Cowhand on the Rio Grande, because when Mother broke in, I couldn't believe it. I mean, we all, those of us that were going to have the surgery, we're staring at each other going, are you kidding me or something?
What? They all started singing this or what?
No, they all started laughing. Mother started going, I'm an old cowhand. And the doctor said, aha, bow-legged. And he started walking around bow-legged. And he was miming as if he had a lasso. And it was too weird for words.
Man, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I would have got up and left.
Why did you even stick around?
Because the guy comes highly recommended. I would say the following. It's a very, very painful condition. Now, if I got to walk bow-legged, and of course you hear the comments, it isn't just there in the hospital, but as soon as I'm out in the street, whatever it is I'm doing, walking, I'm going to the car, and you hear people, you hear the chuckling, and I work over at Culver Print. Now, I'm going to have to take the next 2 weeks off before the surgery, but the last few days at Culver Print, I've been hearing I'm an old cowhand at the Rio Grande. I heard someone asked me if I was going to watch the rodeo this weekend. And I said, why? And all they did was look down at my knees and look at me and then turn away and laugh. This is the kind of thing...
Are you going to watch the rodeo? That's exactly what they asked you. Is that it?
Yes, they did. Are you watching them? Are you going to the Super Rodeo in Las Vegas? What do you prefer? Somebody asked me, do you prefer the bull riding or the horse... or the lassoing, the bronking, the bronco beer? I don't even know what it's called.
Bronco beer? What's a bronco bear?
You're talking about the bronking...
You know, whatever the bronco is.
They're horses.
All right, Phil, I don't know anything about the damn rodeo.
There are horses that they ride, and there are bulls. I don't either, but apparently that's what they're referring to.
Yeah, well, and that's all because I'm walking bow-legged? Man, you got to run a long way for a joke like that, and that's what I tell them. I go, I'm having knee replacement surgery. How is it that you go from that to what do I prefer... Brahma bulls or horses. So, you know, and I blame Mother again because she's the one that brought this whole thing up at the beginning. I would hasten to add to anybody that is having and is going through the same experience that I'm going through. If anybody makes, and I hope you understand, Phil, if anyone makes any jokes about how you're taking it, she sang backdoor, man.
Goddamn.
Mother,
I sang backdoor.
You did sing backdoor, man.
Did they hang up?
No, they put themselves on hold. Yeah, you guys got to come back. It doesn't make no difference. It doesn't make no difference at all.
Damn, I didn't... She's saying backdoor, man.
I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did, Mother.
If you guys keep... I'm going to call a cop and have him come over there. What do you think of that?
And what's the charge?
Walking bow-legged.
Oh, man. Give me the phone, mother.
All right, I want to ask, does it sound like you're in a car, even though you're like, arguing at home?
We have a window open, and sometimes the way the wind passes by the house, it sounds like we're in an automobile.
We're right near the railroad track.
Okay. Oh, wait, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, you
want to get off the phone?
Sorry, this sounds like it's a juvenile argument that you're having.
A juvenile argument that I'm having?
A juvenile argument that you're having around a very serious condition. Now, knee replacement, hip replacement, all these things are painful. He's going to need an awful lot of therapy, Ms. Grover. And you should be you should be very kind to him and not start singing all these songs.
Oh, for Christ. All I did was I sang Away Out West. And the doctor knew. The reason is hip replacement and knee replacement patients are very, very, they're demanding, they can be extremely irritating, and the way you let the pressure off is by singing these songs, and I sang Backdoor Man because a man had made the reference, somebody that Larry knew, it was Bob
Fitzgibbon, yeah.
Fitzgibbon, and he said, oh, you're walking bow-legged, so what's that mean? Are you're going a whole new direction in your second life? And Larry Fitzgibbon's, if it's the last thing I do.
Mother, no one can understand what you're saying because your tongue is beginning to loll about. You know, she had a stroke 2 summers ago.
I had a stroke, and so if I talk too long, my tongue starts going around like that.
Let me get the phone. What Mother's basically saying is Fitzgibbon said, oh, you're walking bow-legged, so you're experimenting now in your sex life. And I said, Fitzgibbon's, we're in the middle of a parking lot. And he said, yes, and it's Sunday, and there are no cars here. And I said, okay, but what if our voices carry and bounce off the walls of the department stores? And he said, most of these stores you're pointing at are deserted. They've been closed ever since the internet took off and all of these malls are closing down. I said, yes, but you and I are here for a reason. And he said, yes, we are, because we went into that small Radio Shack that's still open, that's about 500 yards away, and it just closed, and so we're all alone. And I said, you got an answer for everything, don't you? And he said, yes, I do. And the answer is, yes, you are experimenting sexually, because the way you're walking bow-legged, I think they're going to be calling you Mary by the time.
Thank you very much. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
But under the sky, under the heavens,
and
but one family.
What the hell is this?
What happened, man?
I don't know. It's wild, man, isn't it?
People like
that's a Bruce Lee cut. We'll be right back. We've got coming up on the world famous Phil Henry Show. What do we have? Oh, Bobby Dooley is going to join us. And she'll be talking about Melania Trump waving away the hand of her husband.
Oh, this is very... A lot of people have been talking about this. Is this really happening that she's waving... She's telling Donald Trump to get lost.
Yeah, apparently that's what she's doing. And then we have Dean Wheeler, smiling through the pain. Dean is going to be talking about how Trump voters, Trump fans, people that like Donald Trump, that are rooting for Donald Trump, how are they getting through these very painful days? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Jesus, what the... We'll be right back. This guy sounds like he... Talk about it. Somebody needs to loosen this guy's belt.
Dave Raminger Knitting Supplies. Dave Raminger has been 15 years in the same location, the Bosco Mall. And now he's the only store in the Bosco Mall.
Dave Raminger Knitting Supplies has been there through the thick and the thin of it. If you need yarn, if you need knitting needles, if you need balls of yarn, if you need patterns, if you need designs, Dave Raminger Knitting Supplies is there and has been there and will never not be there.
Dave Raminger makes this promise to you. He doesn't care whether the entire city shuts down, whether the place is evacuated because of radioactive poisoning, whether the place is bombed, a nuclear bomb, which irradiates every living Christian soul. Dave Raminger is going to be there! Dave Raminger Knitting Supplies.
I love Dave Raminger. I knitted a sweater for my pig, Ed.
An actual pig?
No, it's my son, but I call him my pig, Ed.
What's your son's name?
Pig.
Jesus.
Dave Raminger.
Knitting supplies.
Well, it's that time of year, and it's Bells Valley Strawberry Festival, where all you get are strawberry milkshakes. We don't make cakes. We don't make pies. We don't do anything with the strawberries except make a milkshake. Come on out. It's wonderful. The Bells Valley Strawberry Festival, where all we make are milkshakes.
Come out and walk through the fields. Take a look at all the strawberries that haven't been picked. Look at the strawberries that have been picked. Line up and get yourself a milkshake made out of strawberries. That's all you get.
You might think you'd get strawberry soda. No. Strawberry shortbread. No. Strawberry shortcake. No. Strawberry long cake. No. Strawberry anything. No.
Strawberry milkshakes at the Bell Valley Strawberry Festival this coming Saturday through the following Saturday, and then every Saturday all this summer.
It's the strawberry festival that only makes milkshakes. Don't ask me why. No one knows why. It's just a tradition. It's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. The 13th annual Bell Valley Strawberry Festival. Only 13 years, not hundreds and hundreds. Well, that's what they told me.
What the hell is God? Oh, but it sounds like, hello, Earth calling, Earth calling. We're being attacked. We're on Mars.
Yeah, sound like a Martian attack.
Thank you. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. The Unholy Rites, they're bringing us back in as we have with us here Bobby Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association, joining us on our newsmaker line. Bobby, always good to have you with us. And her husband, Steve, is with her. The Melania Trump and the Donald Trump story. It's not a big story, but it's certainly getting a lot of play, isn't it?
Well, I think any time you have the President of the United States and the First Lady in the middle of what appears to be, a family squabble of some kind, it makes for interesting news. I don't know how long this news story is going to last.
Probably about the news cycle.
However long these news cycles are. But while it lasts, I suppose it's an interesting story.
Well, do you agree that she's been slapping his hand away?
That's what it appears to be.
Oh, yeah. She's obviously, on two of the clips that I saw, she's obviously trying to avoid physical contact with him. But I don't think that this is anything, I don't think it's indicative of anything long-lasting or permanent or even recent. What it is something that a lot of women engage in. I know I do. And it is a way of showing him, and at the same time, if you're a very prominent people, you can show the world that you are not his girl, that you are his equal, and that you will not be pawed or grabbed or, reached out for and guided and directed and this kind of thing physically. I think it's something that a lot of women learn early on and do exert themselves in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, in some way.
No, I wouldn't talk if I were you, Steve. I wouldn't talk if I were you, Steve.
All right, well, that begs the question then. Do you agree with this, Steve?
Well, I've got to think.
I don't want you to talk to him.
All right, well, then how do we get his opinion?
Bobby, I don't know that keeping him from talking.
I can give you his opinion. The answer to that question is, no, he doesn't paw me in public. He doesn't grab me. He doesn't, No, you don't. No one will ever do that, whether I'm married to Steve or anyone else.
Whatever that's supposed to mean.
It means exactly what it means. It means that I hope that I'm married to you, honey, for the rest of our lives. But you will not grab me, pull me, push me, move me about like I'm a wheelbarrow or a rake. What are you laughing at?
Well, the idea.
Please shut your mouth, Steve, because you know, Phil.
I don't like it when you guys are going into it like that.
I want to keep this on target here, Bobby. Let's talk about Melania Trump. Forget about you and Steve.
That's what I'd like to do. They said they want to forget about it, Steve. So forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it.
Bobby.
No. Forget it.
Ms. Dooley, you know, you guys get into these contentious situations.
Phil, it isn't anything contentious.
All I want to...
Forget it!
That's what I'm saying. And, in the past, we've heard you get violent with him.
Phil, you've misinterpreted that. You've threatened the police, which I do not appreciate at all.
Well, I'm sorry that I had to.
Well, you didn't have to, because there was no... Look, when a man grabs a woman and pulls her and pushes her and reaches out as if to say, here, take my hand, you'll notice that Trump didn't even look at her. Now, he'd already screwed up with her when he had left her behind there at the inauguration, you know, down the steps, and she's walking around the car.
Well, everyone remembers that, of course.
Yeah.
You don't...
Forget it, Steve!
Bobby.
No, hold on. Are you listening to me?
All I want...
Forget it!
All right, I gotta hang up on you.
Phil, if you want...
That is just uncalled for, and I will not have it, and I don't know why,
You're gonna kill the segment?
I'm killing the segment. Wait a minute, Phil, you got a whole 15-minute segment. I'm killing the segment.
She does sound as if she's off the deep end a little bit.
I'm telling you right now. Off the deep end. Father James McQuarters is gonna get Father McQuarters on.
Why you gotta talk about that? He's not even married, probably never had no sense.
Would you shut up and just get him? So Father James McQuarters is coming up next to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's time now to announce the winner. The winner of our bar fight semifinal number 2 to go up against Pastor William Renick 1 week from Friday night, June 2nd, 6 o'clock Pacific time for the bar fight championship. The winner, 86% to 14%, our own Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much, Phil, and I want to thank all that waited their support on my behalf. I promise you that I am going to be training extra special hard for the big championship fight against Pastor William Renick. And I don't care if he's a man of God. I don't care if he's raising money for his youth center. I don't care if he has to go on his whirlwind vacation to the Middle East or if there's sexual tension between him and the Queen of England. I'm going to mop the floor with him. Then I'm going to dry the floor with him. Then I'm going to wax the floor with him. And then I'm going to decide to put down new flooring with him.
Yes, Margaret Gray, the winner of our bar fight semifinal number 2. Ms. Gray defeating very soundly Bob Green. So, Margaret, you have defeated now Bobby Dooley and Bob Green.
Those are my 2 fights, yes.
And going into this, it's Pastor William Renick. Pastor William Renick, I think, defeated R.C. Collins, and then Pastor Renick defeated Ted Bell. So,
well, you might have the first one.
I'm going to have to look at the history of the fights. But nonetheless, we come up on the championship bar fight. That'll be happening June the 2nd. June 2nd. It will be a backstage pass event only. In order to hear the fight, you'll have to get a backstage pass from philhenryshow.com. June 2nd, 6 o'clock. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Now let's tell you our download winner. He is Jeffrey Nisnik of Las Vegas, Nevada. Jeffrey Nisnik of Las Vegas, and he quotes Frank Gray, who says, and I quote, "I like Margaret. He's going to kick her ass 6 ways from Sunday." Congratulations there, Jeffrey Nisnik of Las Vegas, the winner of the download, a free download for the world-famous Phil Henry Show for correctly identifying the winner of Bar Fight Semifinal number 2.
Thank you. This is Bob Green. Yes, I did get defeated, and rather handsomely and rather soundly, by Margaret Gray in the Bar Fight Semifinal number 2. Did I anticipate that would happen? Yes, I did. Is it weighted heavily against me? Yes, it is. Was it weighted heavily against me? Yes, it were. Am it weighted heavily against me? Am it yes. Am I weighted heavily against me? Yes, I am. And is she weighted heavily against her? No, she not. This is the kind of grammar that I spoke with at one time in my life, until I visited Mark Beltran's language school. It's there that he taught me how to use the proper tense. He also taught me how to use the proper sleeping bags.
Mark Beltran's language schools. Go there, learn how to talk gooder.
I'm Bob Green.
Bob Green is on his way. All right, Father James McQuarters to the rescue here on the Phil Henry Show. Father McQuarters, thank you so much. I guess you probably didn't anticipate having to jump on our show here. You know, we're talking about this whole Melania Trump thing, how she's not, I guess she's not being very, you know,
submissive? Is that the word?
I don't think in public it's anything that you should... I don't think you should evidence in public that kind of a disrespect for your husband. And I think that he's the President of the United States. That's quite a different thing. And I think when a man like that reaches his hand out, extends his hand out to his side, and doesn't make eye contact, that is what is expected of the leader of a state, the leader of a country. That is not to make the eye contact, but to simply extend the hand out, straight out to the side. And it is there that the wife should take the hand, gently kiss the hand, and then bring it down to her side.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, gently kiss the hand?
This is America. This is not a royal state.
I know it's not a royal state, but she is the wife of the President of the United States of America, and she should not embarrass him in public. As I say, if he extends the hand, now he didn't do that. What he did do, though, is very gently reach for the hand, and she slapped it away. Now, later on, when they're in the privacy of their own quarters, whether it's in the hotel room or what have you, it is then that I'm sure he will have a word or two with her. Now, we do not countenance physical violence, and nor is physical violence called for, but he is entitled, as the President of the United States, to grab the hand that she flipped him away with, which would have been her right hand, to take that hand and pretend like you're going to break it over your knee. Now...
What are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking... Did you call me up and ask me to be on your program?
Father McQuarters, it sounds like you're... You said you're not going to countenance violence.
No, you're not... I'm not countenancing... I said, pretend like you're going to break it over your knee. You say, Melania, this is the hand that you disrespected me with in public. Now, and you... But you stop. And she's going to go, like that, thinking her hand's going to be broken.
So you torture her.
What are you talking? What do you mean, torture her?
Well, you're putting fear into her. You're making her afraid.
Oh, big wow. This is the President of the United States of America. He put his hand out for you to take, and you flipped it away. Now, something's got to be done. And I am telling you that the least response for him is to say, you embarrassed me in public, and now I must break your hand. And then stop and go, I'm only kidding, or something like that.
No, yeah, you say you're only kidding. She's going to be pissed off.
Let her be pissed off. She's been pissed off since day one of his presidency. She's been pissed off at him since day one of his presidency when he didn't go around the car and escort her out of the car and escort her up the steps and all that stuff that everybody got all upset about. I heard you, Mr. Henry, you were all upset about that. He's the President of the United States of America. He has the salvation, the literal survival of the world at stake. And he can't be bothered. And I don't think it's anything that makes him a rude man. He can't be bothered with how he's going to... He extends the hand out. And if his hand is not extended out, she should take it, pull it away from his body, elevate it lip high, and look at it, look it up and down, and then kiss it. And then return it to his side.
I have never heard of that kind of protocol before in my life.
Well, you're hearing about it now. You're hearing about it now. And you know why? Because no one in America... deigns to learn these things. They think it's all royalty, and they think it's the kind of thing you don't have to learn. But you should learn this, and she'll know the pressure that her husband has been under.
All right. Well, Bobby Dooley has called back, and we have, speaking of deign to, we have deigned to allow her back on the air. Ms. Dooley, you heard what Father McQuarters had to say, your comment?
Well, first of all, thank you for putting me, and hello, Father McQuarters.
Yes, Bobby.
First of all, thank you for putting me back on the air, Phil. I'm sorry that I lost my temper.
Well, that's the reason why I came out here, because I wanted to let people know.
You know, I've listened to you. I'd like to say something. No man is going to stick his hand out in the air and expect me to kiss it. Not now, not ever. And I don't care if it's the President of the United States or not.
All right, then you are going to have to suffer him pretending like he's going to break your hand.
Yeah, well, guess what? Now I know that's what he's going to do, so I'll be ready for it.
Well, no, it's not quite. Is your husband Steve there?
I told him he's not allowed to speak.
I'd like to speak to him, if you don't mind.
Bobby, we would, but do you mind?
All I want to do is talk about...
Don't take up too much time.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Steve, it's Father McQuarters.
Yes, sir.
Listen, if you were going to pretend to break your wife's hand, but she knew that you were going to pretend to do it, do you have any other tricks up your sleeve that could fake her out?
Well, I probably, like what I do is I take her into the garage and pretend like I'm going to take a hammer to it. Something like that.
Beautiful. Perfect.
I just heard you say it, though.
What?
I just heard you say that you're going to do it.
But there's other things he can say that you don't know.
There's a lot of other things I can say.
Like what?
Okay. You're going to expect me to take a hammer to it?
I'm going to expect you're going to take a hammer to it.
Right, but you know that, but you, there's other things you can do.
Yeah, there's other stuff.
Like what?
Like I could pretend you think I'm going to take a hammer to it and you think I'm going to break it. I would close the garage door on it.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, but I just heard you say that now, too.
Well,
will you people quit screwing around before I lose my mind and commit homicide? Father McQuarters, what we're asking here...
Hold on for a minute. What this guy here said...
Father McQuarters, you guys are... Excuse me for saying, you're circle jerking. Can we get back to the point?
Circle jerk?
Oh, my God, you're talking to a priest.
That's right. And you're accusing me...
Can we get back to talking about Melania Trump and not sticking the hand out there, whatever she did?
Not sticking the hand out there?
I'm talking about whether her husband...
Oh, yeah.
My feeling is this, Phil, that Melania Trump has every right in the world not to take her husband's hand, especially if he's behaved like a pig. Okay?
But you don't know whether he's behaved like a pig. Maybe she's being insolent. Maybe she's being recalcitrant. Maybe she's trying to embarrass him. And to that end, if she embarrasses him publicly, the President of the United States of America, he has within his power, and I think it behooves him, to take her into the bedroom and to the privacy of their hotel room and say, and now I think I'm going to have to stick your hand in this garbage disposal. I'm only kidding.
Well, this I'm only kidding thing is really good. It's wearing thin.
Oh, really? Is it? You try that with her, Steve.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but I already know you're gonna.
Well, that was the most worthless conversation I've ever heard.
Come again?
I said that's the most worthless conversation I've ever heard.
Didn't you call me up and say that you needed me on the air because this dooley hung up?
I didn't hang up. I screamed and they hung up on me.
You screamed? Why?
Because I was telling Steve to butt out.
Well, there you go again, see? So you called me up. She's screaming at her husband. You called me up to bail you out. And what do I get for my trouble? You said it's a worthless conversation.
That's right. That's what I said. I apologize, but that's exactly what I said. And I suppose what my audience is going to have to take away from this is the following, that Melania Trump had the right to pull her hand away, but then Donald gets to take her to the hotel room that night and pretend like he's going to break her hand or put a nail into it or hammer it or
close a garage door on it.
Yeah.
Or close a garage door on it. But thank you very much, Father McQuarters. I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Oh, no trouble at all. Just playing some cards here.
You were talking to me. I was the guest.
Yeah, I know you were the guest.
You were talking to me.
Yes, I was talking to you.
All right, Phil.
Yes, I was talking to you.
Phil, you understand that if Steve were to try and take a hammer to my hand, he'd have a hammer hanging out of his...
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Coming up next is Dean Wheeler. How do you live? How do you live with the pain? How do you live with the hurt? How do you live with the fear these days of being a Trump supporter? We'll find out from Dean Wheeler, world-famous Phil Henry Show. What a waste. I love Hoodavilla ice cream. I could just sing about it. Hoodavilla ice cream comes in every flavor you can imagine. It's cold, it's sweet, it's just what the doctor ordered for after dinner. Hoodavilla ice cream. It's made from ripe cherries, strawberries, chocolates, all of the natural flavors of nature itself. And Hoodaberry ice cream is fat-free. No fat, no calories, no substance whatsoever. In fact, it barely exists. Hoodavilla ice cream. It's the best of everything. It makes me want to sing. Sing, sing, sing. Hoodavilla ice cream. You'll sing to the heights. The poetry will fill your soul. You won't gain weight eating carton after carton, gallon after gallon of Hoodavilla. Available now at Narsley's. Hey, this is Jeff Dotter reminding you to come to the Jeff Dotter Drum Clinic. It's going to be Mr. Poo's this coming Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Bring out your drum kit or just bring out your drum pad or if you want, and I'll teach you how to do a lot of these different drum, kind of drum triplets and drum things that I've been learning. Look at this. Yeah. These are just different kind of technique on a drum. I can teach you how to do all this if you come out to Mr. Poo's on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to the Jeff Dotter Drum Clinic. Bring your drum kit, bring your drum pad, bring out sticks, make sure you bring out the cymbals too, like right there. See, I haven't stopped playing drums ever since I've been talking to you.
The Jeff Dowder Drum Clinic coming up this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Mr. Pooh's, Manhattan Beach.
And don't forget to come see Dark Horse at Mr. Pooh's every Saturday night. First set at 10, second set at 10:30, third set at 10:45, and the last set at 10:50.
Jeff Dowder Drum Clinic.
Yeah!
Dean Wheeler on the line with us. Hey, Dean.
See if we have...
We've got Dean over here on line three. I was just talking to him.
Dean Wheeler joining us here from Northern California. Hey, Dean, how are you?
Hi, Phil.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, because I know you're doing a part of your yoga class, is what you call smiling through the pain?
Yeah, well, you know, it was started out as kind of a joke. We were going to have people come in and learn how to, and we called it smile through the pain, for Trump supporters and Trump voters who've been suffering through a lot of bad news. You need to put on a happy face. You need to put on a smiling face and let people really take a look at how, you know, make them think you're doing well. And the way you do that is just have a happy face, even if you are feeling the indignation of a president that may find himself on trial for the impeachment. You know,
but you mean for to be impeached?
Yeah, to be impeached.
All right, now that's all very general, but how exactly do you go about doing this in class?
Well, it's part of our yoga class, and then I'll say, are there any Trump voters, Trump voters here? And people raise their hand. I'll say, I imagine you're feeling a little down because there's so much trouble circling him. And they'll go, yeah. I'll say, this is what you do. You smile and say, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Everything is good. If someone comes up to you and says, hey, I bet you Trump's really hurting, you go, I love it. I think he's doing great. And they'll say, oh, what are you, crazy or something? He's going to be impeached. Or impeached, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's called impeached.
Right. Are you crazy? He's going to be impeached. And you say, so? It doesn't matter. He's a great president. He's doing a great job. And you know what? They will never be able to successfully impeach him. And that way, what you're doing is you're really bothering people because they want to get to you, you know?
Well, it certainly is true that people will bring up negative things to other people to see what their reaction is. You're saying to react positively.
Yes, and one of the things that we suggest they do is take our four-hour unhappiness course. What we do is, it's a very simple course. We wet strips of leather, and we tie them to a cane, and it's pretty basic. I hope you're not too delicate, because it's basic, and it's same sex. We don't have men doing it to women or women doing it to men, but you take your pants off, and you are beaten with these wet strips of leather, and you are told to smile through it all.
What are you talking about?
General, Phil asked me a question.
I did. I asked him. Yeah, but that sounds... This is another one of your asinine, ridiculous...
General, Phil asked me a question, and I'm answering it.
You take wet strips of leather...
Yes. And we beat people on the thighs and the rear end, on the buttocks, with these wet strips of leather, very, very hard, and we tell them, smile, smile. And we train them. We train their minds and their bodies to take whatever it is the anti-Trump people have to dish out. So as I beat them, I say, are you happy? And you're supposed to reply, yes, I feel great. Come on. Yes, I feel great. Come here, Emeralda. I'll give you an example, Phil.
All right, now I'm not, I'm really not interested in hearing this.
Oh, come on, hold on.
Are we going to hear you being tortured? Is that it?
That's not such a bad idea.
Oh, that's very funny, General, but you know what? I've trained my mind and I've trained my body. Emeralda, honey, come on in. Yeah, take the training tool. This is called a training tool. And
You're in another house, it sounds like. Are the windows open?
Yeah, the windows are open. Our house is near a valley, so the wind goes by it. It sounds like we're in an automobile. Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, because the Grovers live in a valley in Southern California. The same thing.
Oh, really? What's the name of their valley?
I don't know.
The Valley of the Jolly Green Giant. Why? Aren't you funny? The Valley of the Dog.
What's the name of your valley?
I don't know. Well, the valley, we don't live next to a valley so much as we just, it's just wind. All right.
I thought you lived on the edge of a mountain or something.
No, we don't live on the edge of a mountain.
But when you said you were going to cut down that tree and the squirrels were going to drop hundreds of feet.
Well, it's a ravine. It's not a mountain. All right, boy, you are really nosy, aren't you?
I just wanted to know what the topography was like around there.
Why?
Because it sounds like you're in a car.
Oh, all right.
But you're not near a valley.
No, we're next to some... What's the name of this ravine, honey? Chavez Ravine. That's down in... She says it's another Chavez Ravine.
You live next to Chavez Ravine.
Yeah, but it's not the one in L.A. All right, now my pants are off.
Isn't that good news?
You know, Phil, I don't need this bullshit.
Hey, watch it, will you?
Don't tell me to watch it.
You know what? I'm sorry, Dean. Dean's right.
Oh, Dean's right.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't need it. All right, now I'm going to be singing a song, and it goes like this. This is our Yogo happiness song. I believe in Donald Trump. I believe in Donald Trump. I believe in Donald Trump. He's my favorite president.
All right, Dean, please.
No. You have to hear how we deal with this. Come on, give it to me good. I believe in Donald Trump. I believe in Donald Trump. Come on, give it to me, will you, Esmeralda? Do it. I believe in Donald Trump. I believe.
Dean, you know what? I don't agree with this.
Hey, come on, Dean, knock it off.
No. Come on now. I'm telling you, this works. It is a part of yoga. It is managing pain, and it's managing expectation. I believe. Hit me good. I believe in Donald Trump. And Donald. God damn you.
You don't sound like you're mastering any pain. You don't sound like you're mastering anything. You there?
What do you think? Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you know, I'm kind of enjoying this.
I'll bet you are. One more time, Emerald. I believe in Donald.
Dean? Dean.
Hello?
Emeralda?
Yeah, you know...
Is he all right?
I'm going to get some ice.
All right, Dean. Thank you for being on the Phil Hendry Show.
I stole it, Phil.
What's that?
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Dean Wehler on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with his mastering of pain. We have an awful lot of things on this show that are kind of like that, don't we?
Well, I think it's the sadism that informs this show. Your sadism, you love hearing people getting beaten and having to smile through it.
I do, huh?
Yeah, well, listen to this song. This is this Bruce Lee thing.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Is that going to be produced by Phil Hendry for Sampre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved on Podcast One?
We got to edit this thing, too. Good luck.